And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 31st of October, 2017, Halloween, All Hallows' Eve, the day in which the dead are traditionally believed to walk among the living. Salem, Massachusetts has a festival of the dead, goes on for a month. There's a psychic fair, a witchcraft expo every day, and psychic mediums who deliver messages from departed loved ones. October 31st, 1918, marked the end of the deadliest month in American history. 195,000 Americans died in 1 month as a result of what they called the Spanish influenza. It was a pandemic, more than the American combat fatalities in all the wars of the 20th century. Worldwide, the flu may have claimed as many as 100 million lives. Newspapers were extensively censored in their reporting on the influenza pandemic, hoping to keep American morale up during World War I. It's the birthday of the poet John Keats, London, 1795, who wrote the Ode to a Nightingale, Ode on a Grecian Urn, who wrote Beauty is truth, truth, beauty, that is all ye know on earth and all ye need to know, who died at the age of 25. It's the birthday of the filmmaker Peter Jackson, born in Pukarua, New Zealand, 1961, known for his adaptation of The Lord of the Rings. Peter Jackson, who dropped out of high school, age of 16, bought himself a camera, recruited his friends to act in a comedy about flesh-eating aliens called Bad Taste. It came out in 1988. It's the birthday of the Dutch artist Johannes Vermeer, sometimes known as Jan Vermeer, who was born on this date in Delft in 1632. He began his career painting large-scale biblical scenes. He was not famous during his lifetime, but he's become famous since for small, intimate paintings of Dutch daily life of the 17th century. Only about 36 of Vermeer's paintings survive. Here's a poem for today by C.K. Williams entitled Repression. More and more lately, as not even minding the slippages yet, the aches and sad softenings, I settle into my other years. I notice how many of what I once thought were evidences of repression, sexual or otherwise, now seem, in other people anyway, to be varieties of dignity, withholding, tact. And sometimes, even in myself, certain patiences I would have once called lassitude, indifference, now seem possibly to be, if not the rewards, then at least the unsuspected, undreamed of conclusions to many of the even then preposterous, self-evolved disciplines, rigors, almost mortifications I inflicted on myself in my starting out days, improvement days, days when the idea alone of psychic peace, of intellectual, of emotional quiet, the merest hint would have meant inconceivable capitulation. A poem entitled Repression by C.K. Williams from his collected poems published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Staples with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more. In stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.